This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. Got a big show in store for you the next 2 hours. My first guest is 96 years old, going strong, and recreated television in the 70s with a lot of shows. Norman Lear will be joining us. Then my friend, who is the president of Carson Productions, Jeff Sotzik, will be here. We're going to talk about the good old days of The Tonight Show with Johnny and Ed. Next hour, my buddy Amazing Kreskin will be here to amaze us. Then we're going to talk to the co-host of American Ninja Warriors. He's been with us several times in the past, Agmar Bajamiamela. And then we'll be chatting with Janelle Taylor about how to have your children use cell phones. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. We'll be right back with legendary producer Norman Lear.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. And call them, 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
We're back all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi Today. You know, I've been in this broadcasting business for over 50 years with 19,000 guests that we've had on the show. But people ask me all the time, who's your favorite guest? And I always say, it's not a big name. It's somebody who moves and shakes. And if they have a big name to go with it, but they make it happen, that's even better. That fits the description of our next guest. What a remarkable individual in this business. New York Times bestselling author and changed the landscape of American television in the 70s. Joining us right now with his new book, Even This I Get to Experience, is Norman Lear. Welcome to our show.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Norman. How are you, my friend?
If I had a complaint, I'd be an ingrate.
Oh.
No, I thank you very much. And as I listened to you with that introduction, I thought, even this I get to experience. I couldn't be more grateful. Thanks.
Well, I started to read the beginning, his preface of the book, and then I turned to chapter one. Then I chapter two. It's a great format, by the way. And I couldn't stop. This is a remarkable story about someone who's come from very humble and difficult decisions, early childhood, like you did, to make it to where you are today. Was the book therapeutic to write, Norman? Because you bring back some memories, especially of your mom and dad, that were tough to remember.
Yeah, it was extremely therapeutic. And it's amazing how, at my age, writing that book, how much I learned about my life and myself. And, you know, when we take the time to reflect on everything we've been through and everything we've learned, and, you know, especially if we're forced to talk about it or write about it, It's amazing. I think it's true for all of us. It's hard to be a human being, and we all experience that difficulty differently. But it's, you know, I think about it as the game of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we pay a lot of money for the hard games, the most competitive games, the most difficult ones. And this game is hard, too.
Yes.
and we don't know the conclusion. And that's interesting.
Yeah, that is a very valid point, too. I know you vacillated on this for a long time about writing it, and you really have written it warts and all. There's no question about that. And you learned something about you that we didn't know. For example, I was not aware of the fact that you were a veteran of 52 missions on a B-17 in Europe. And
yes.
And you know what I loved? And this is kind of crazy. I don't know where to start with all the questions I have. I could talk to you for days. But I got to tell you what I love is that aren't parents a unique commodity? You had one point were going to be in the first class of the Hall of Fame for the Television Academy, and you called your mom.
Yeah.
I love this. I have to read this. She said, well, and you told her, you know, you're in there with the greats. I mean, David Sarnoff, William Paley, Edward R. Murrow, all of these fantastic people, Milton Berle, Lucille Ball.
Milton Berle, Lucille Ball.
Yeah. And she said, after you told her you were going to be in this, she says, well, if that's what they want to do, who am I to say? How do you feel when you get a reaction like that from
Except
mom?
Except with this inflection, Ron. If that's what they want to do, who am I to say?
Who am I to say? Now, you were doing a lot of movies and stuff with Dean Martin, Vincent Price, Martha Ray, Hedda Harper, our dear lost friend, Andy Williams, Frank Sinatra. When you got on the scene with these shows that at the time seemed controversial, what kind of problems did you go through with the networks, with the general public, with shows like All in the Family?
Never went through any real difficulty with the general public. Of course there were people who disagreed or didn't like or, you know, and that was a reasonable amount of mail that was always, by the way, provoked a good conversation because I would answer as many letters as I could. And I had long conversations over a period of months and sometimes years. The network was another thing. You know, we always live with an establishment that thinks it's that thinks it understands what's best for us. And it's not an establishment that takes that many chances. So, you know, so I had a network to say this, their favorite way of putting it was, this will not fly in Des Moines.
Yeah.
Or there will be a knee-jerk reaction in the Bible Belt. And there was a knee-jerk reaction when it was provoked, when there was a lot of press about the network wouldn't do this, and I was saying, yes, we have to do it, and there was sufficient press on that. Then there were organizations on the crazy right or religious organizations that joined with the network and said, no, he can't do this. But the American people are so much wiser than they're given credit for. And with Donald Trump right now, my version of why Donald Trump has been as important now, but why was he as important as he was for these months? Because the American people were using Donald Trump as their middle finger on the right hand, and they were saying to the establishment, everybody, take this, you know, or you know the expression that goes with that.
Sure.
They weren't thinking Donald Trump would. They wanted him for 4 or 8 years as their president. They were saying, "This is what you earn, you establishment. You give us leaders like in our auto companies or our chemical companies or our political leadership, and take this."
Mm-hmm. You know, when you get bad press, like let's say critical press, like you did with some of the shows, and especially All in the Family, because that was the groundbreaker, is those negative reviews, Norman, got to be way down deep inside a great thing. I mean, look what it did for Elvis when he first started. You know, everybody wanted to go see him in concert because they wanted to see the rest of his body. It's like when you go past a wreck, you want to look, but you don't want to look. You know, you got All in the Family, you're getting all of these reviews that maybe aren't as complimentary as maybe that Dick Van Dyke got, and then you turn around and say, I'm going to watch that because what's this all about? I mean, was that the case?
Well, the Yeah, the reviews were pretty bad. The New York Times ran a long article, a really long article, by the woman who wrote Gentleman's Agreement, Laura Hobson. Wonderful writer. She wrote a major tome with Gentleman's Agreement about anti-Semitism. And so she was known to be a great, had great attitudes and smarts about racial and religious issues and so forth. And she just loathed the show. She was writing about the first and second episodes when she wrote this piece. But they allowed me to answer her. And I love one line in my answer. I said the way she expressed herself about the show and the way I felt were so different that she had to be somebody about my age. And I said we were aging in different wine cellars.
Great line. I find it in business myself, I find it very difficult to juggle a lot of things at one time. Here you're juggling 9 shows on the air at one time. It had to be a very busy time, exciting time. But, you know, little things. And this is what I loved about the book, little things. I mean, like I said before, you have warts and all. The word stifle, which, of course, was, you know, like a phrase that was synonymous with Archie Bunker, was a word your dad used.
Yes. Jeanette Stifle.
Yeah, Jeanette.
I can see his nose next to hers as he was screaming in her face.
And a comment he made when you were so happy that you were getting like $350 or $400 a week writing for Danny Thomas, he said, when you make $1,000 a week, then that's a lot of money. I mean, these are tough things to accept as a young man.
And what was so foolish and funny about that was that, you know, he never got close to making $300 a week.
Yeah.
You know, and he was always going to have $1 million soon.
You referred to him as Arthur Miller's Willie Loman, didn't you?
Yes, in the sense that the one thing he did was, no matter what the odds were that seemed against him, he got up in the morning and his lust for life was so full. And he left the house with a shoe shine and a smile, like Willie Loman.
Yeah.
And it was ridiculous that he thought he was going to be wealthy very quickly with one scheme after another. But I loved the zest.
And that in itself is a great incentive. The man himself who changed television in the 70s, all of his shows were hits. All in the Family, Maude, Good Times, The Jeffersons, Mary Hartman, and the list goes on. An unbelievable producer of unique television shows that absolutely changed how people watch television and the subject matter. And that man is our guest, and we will come back with another segment with Norman Lear.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back. It's Ron Segi today. My guest is probably one of the most successful television producers of all time. He absolutely changed television during the 70s with his shows. Shows like All in the Family, Maude, Good Times, The Jeffersons, and Mary Hartman. I mean, it was a different world then because this was the first time that television addressed topics that were very sensitive to the general public. He got a lot of criticism for it at first, but then it became a trend that took him to the top of the charts just about every week with all of those shows. They were all in the top 10 shows. That's an unbelievable feat by our guest, Norman Lear. And Norman, I want to apologize, Norman, because in the beginning of the book, there is a list of all of the things that you have done, including a tour of China with writers and producers of Hollywood segment and, you know, your great stays with the presidents and your associations and being on President Nixon's enemy list, even though I think sometimes you had a great shot at promoting him with Archie Bunker loving him the way he did, and all of the accomplishments that you've had in a lifetime, which I assume is how you got to the title, Even This I Get to Experience, because after so many decades in this business, you're still a very prevalent and respected individual. That's a tough thing to accomplish in television, and you know that better than anyone in the world would know that.
Well, it's, you know, there are two words that, small words that are much more important than we, in the nature of things, give them credit for. And those words are over and next. And when something is over, it is over, and we're on to next. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of found that a long time ago. And the hammock in the middle, if there was a hammock between over and next, that would be where living in the moment is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I looked forward to this interview.
Well, I appreciate
because it was my next. And I think of it truly as Even This I Get to Experience, because it took me 93 years, a bunch of months and days and weeks and minutes to get to this interview. It took you all your life to get to this moment with me, too. And thinking about it that way just knocks me out.
Oh, my gosh. I got the chills when you said that. Absolutely. I know you're on a very busy schedule, Norman. I would love to have you come back anytime you wanted. But I would remiss if I didn't ask you my Barbara Walters question, what I hate to do, but I just got to do
that. Your Barbara Walters question?
My Barbara Walters question. So don't break down and cry on me, okay? What would you like to be remembered for? 100 years from now, you and I are finally gone. 100 years, okay? Because hopefully it's going to be a long time before, you know, either one of us leave the scene. What do you want to be remembered for? How do people want to look back on
it? If I were remembered for what I just spoke about, I'd be very happy. Call it the hammock in the middle. Call it living in the moment. Call it understanding that you matter, because you are talking to somebody, you are relating to somebody. There's somebody looking at you that gets something from it in every moment. Living in the moment. If I could be remembered for this conversation, I'd be happy.
Well, how sweet of you to say that. You're the best, Norman. You really are. The book is out right now.
Thank you.
A New York Times best-selling book that's in paperback. Norman Lear's penned it. I love the title. You may not get the title when you read it on a bookshelf. That's why you got to take it home and read it, and then you'll understand. Even this I get to experience by the genius of Norman Lear. Norman, anytime.
Well, I couldn't appreciate it more. Thank you.
Thank you, and anytime you want to come back, at a moment's notice, we'd love to have you, my friend.
I'm going to take you up on it.
I hope you do. Thank you, Norman.
I'll be back.
Okay, good.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks,
bye.
Norman. Our very special guest, Norman Lear. I mean, how much better can it get than that? I mean, the man is like Mr. Television. He's had so many successful television shows that his record has never been equal. I want to drop in here for a moment to talk about a subject that is very near and dear to me. I've had a very good association with Cleveland's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame over the years, and in fact, we have broadcasted from that facility on several different occasions. But I saw an article come across my desk the other day, which was penned by a gentleman by the name of Barry Levin. I want to give him credit for that because the article was outstanding, and it addressed a concern that us rock and roll fans have had for years over the musicians inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And let me just kind of paraphrase what he said in this article because it is so true. He says, "Congratulations to officials at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum for again embarrassing themselves with the nominees for induction into the shrine. Certainly some of the nominees merit induction. Chicago and Janet Jackson should have been inducted years ago. Chicago had 30 top 40 hits. Jackson had 29 top 40 hits. However, other nominees merited strong consideration. The Cars, Deep Purple, Steve Miller Band, and the Spinners. The shame of all this is that so many pre-Beatles stars continue to be ignored. Was Paul Anka, with 30 top 40 hits and one number one record, nominated? No. Was Frankie Avalon, with 13 top 40 hits and a pair of number ones, nominated? No. Was Chubby Checker, Mr. Twist, with 23 top 40 hits, three consecutive chart toppers, nominated, and the number one song for 2 years in a row? And he is very upset about this. I'm talking about that. No. Was Connie Francis, another one of our friends, upset with this? With 35 top 40 hits and three number ones nominated, ever inducted? No. Was Johnny Maestro, who had top 10 hits as lead singer with The Crest and the Brooklyn Bridge, ever nominated? No. Was Johnny Mathis, with 20 top 40 hits and two chart toppers, nominated? No. Was Bobby Rydell, with 19 top 40 hits and a pair of number ones, nominated? No way. Was Neil Sedaka, with 21 top 40 hits and three that reached number one, nominated? No. Even post-Beatle performers like Bon Jovi, Whitney Houston, continue to be ignored by the nominating committee. Also receiving nominations were Chic, Cheap Trick, JB's, Chaka Khan, Los Lobos, Nine Inch Nails, NBA, The Smiths, and Yes. Some of these groups never had one top 40 hit. Do you think rock and roll would be the same without the contributions of Paul Anka, Frankie Avalon, Chubby Checker, Connie Francis, Johnny Maestro, Johnny Mathis, Bobby Rydell, Neil Sedaka? The answer is a resounding no. So why are their accomplishments continually ignored? I wish I had the answer, my friends, but I don't. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum will never be a true Hall of Fame until it starts to recognize the genre's early superstars. By ignoring these rock stars would be the same as if the Baseball Hall of Fame ignored Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, Cy Young, and what they did for Major League Baseball. It just would not be the Hall of Fame. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame never will be recognized as a real Hall of Fame of rock and roll until early artists get the recognition they deserve. Thank you, Barry Levine, for that very fine article, and we wanted to pass along to our listeners its content. Come on, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, get your act together. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump touts his new trade agreement in Wisconsin. With the story, here's USA Radio's Rick Benson.
President Trump in Milwaukee pushes for the USMCA, a new trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The president says he backs domestic businesses and their employees.
To ensure that all citizens can thrive, the modern economy as we know it, I'm thrilled that Lockheed Martin has committed to providing apprenticeships and workforce development opportunities for 8,000 of our great citizens.
The president calls on Congress to approve the agreement, bashing previous administrations for their trade policy.
There's a new champion at Wimbledon as Simone Halep knocked off Serena Williams, stopping her from winning her 24th Grand Slam title. Halep got her first 6-2, 6-2 for her second major championship. Halep said that was the best match of her life. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You know, some things you just don't get tired of. That music and what that music indicated was coming up. And that's the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And we have a very special guest on our show right now. It's a gentleman who was responsible for putting Johnny Carson back on DVD long after he has passed away. And something has happened in the media business that really, for once, is going my way. I've been waiting for this for a long, long time, as millions of others. And that is the fact that more video is now going to be available of the great Johnny Carson. Joining us right now is a gentleman very close to him, president of Carson Entertainment, and he also is the nephew of Johnny Carson. Joining us is Jeff Sutzing. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Hi, Ron. I'm fine. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for being here. And I've got to tell you something. Me, like millions of Americans, not only across the country but around the world, miss your uncle, and I know you hear that every single day, as we did when I was with Ed touring the country with the Memories of the Tonight Show.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. I appreciate that.
And I went on the website now, johnnycarson.com. This is unbelievable. Tell us about what you have done that have made this big news for everybody in the entertainment business.
Well, the thing that makes this really unique is the fact that the entire library is now searchable. It was recorded on 2-inch videotape originally, and then 1-inch videotape, transferred to Beta SP, and in the process of trying to preserve the library recently, we had the idea if we could tie a transcription to the video, then you would be able to type in a phrase or an individual and find it immediately. And that's what we've done. It's great.
You cannot believe how many emails I've gotten in the last 24 hours telling me to go to this site because they know what a big fan I was of the show. Uh-huh. And the amazing part about it is that this morning I'm watching all these clips, and my assistant comes in and says, "What are you doing?" And I says, "For once in my life, I am starting my day off right. What are you kidding me?" Now, there's also another site called licensing.johnnycarson.com. Tell us about that.
Well, the site is really two sites. It's a home video DVD site with selected segments and individual shows that are for sale to the public. And the clip licensing site is really for the broadcast media. And the clip licensing site enables industry professionals to go through the site and search and license clips. At the moment, it's not available to the general public for entertaining viewing, but it will be within the next month or so. It's going to happen very quickly.
Now, this is a gold mine, and speaking about a gold mine, actually it was stored in a mine, wasn't it? It was stored at a salt mine in Kansas.
It's all stored in Hutchinson, Kansas, in a salt mine 230 feet below the surface, constant air temperature, constant humidity, fireproof, floodproof. It's a fascinating facility. I've gone out there and seen it.
Now, you were born in Philadelphia. I was a Pennsylvania boy, so we have something in common. Moved out to California, and then you just took, like, summer jobs answering the phones and the Tonight Show and when it was in Burbank. And you went on to be a production assistant, then an associate producer, then won an Emmy in 1992 for the Bette Midler Robin Williams show, which was fantastic, and then president of Carson Productions, and very close to your uncle.
Yeah, I was really fortunate. You know, he not only was he was my employer and my uncle, he was my friend. And we shared a lot of great moments together, and I had a tremendous respect for the work that he did and worked very hard to preserve it. And now to make it accessible is something that I'm very happy to be a part of.
Well, I tell you something. You have made a portion of my life very, very happy, not only doing this, but when you permitted Ed to use some of those clips in our stage show. Ed thought the world of you. I got to tell you that, Jeff. He never wanted to do anything unless he checked with you, especially after the passing of your uncle.
Well, he was very nice in that regard. He did not need to do that, but he would call me from time to time and say, "I'm going to play at this theater, or I want to do this type of production, and can we use this?" And I said, "Yeah, you know, of course. He's such a big part of the show. He could do whatever he wanted."
Yes. It's amazing is that the morning that you called him to tell him of your uncle's death, the first call he made was to me, and I didn't take the call because I thought he might have been dialing the wrong number because there's 3 hours difference and it was so early.
Exactly.
So I waited about an hour and I called him back and I said, "What did you dial wrong?" And then he told me, of course, the very, very sad news. Let's talk about the tapes that were from 1962 when NBC owned the show. What happened to those? Because I heard a story, well, he told me one time, the fact that those tapes were actually not knowing that the show was going to go on to be what it was for 30 years and huge even afterwards, that NBC used to tape over the earlier tapes. They didn't think that they were worth anything.
No, exactly. I mean, at that time, there were no home video, there was no syndication, no cable, and tape was expensive. It was a few hundred dollars per night in the 60s. So when The Tonight Show moved to New York, moved from New York to Los Angeles in 1972, they decided to do an anniversary special, a compilation show, and it realized that the first 10 years of the show were gone, and no one could figure out where they went. And if you go back to these old original reels, and you look inside the reel, there's a pass sheet, and it says, Tonight Show, 1964, Tonight Show, 1966, NBC Nightly News, 1968, Hullabaloo, Shindig, and then The Last Show, and that's where it went.
Now, did they preserve the first one, with Groucho Marx and everything?
You know, they did not, but fortunately, a viewer recorded the audio from that show and sent it to Johnny years ago, and we do have that. It's not on our site, but I do have a copy of that.
Well, and it's a shame, too, because there were a lot of classic shows. There were some black and white shows out of New York that were taped, apparently, as you alluded to, because I remember him doing a little dance with, was it Ella Fitzgerald?
That was with...
Della Reese.
Della Reese.
Somebody.
Louis Belson's wife. Who was Louis Belson's wife?
Louis Belson's right. That's exactly right. And I can't remember that.
Pearl Bailey.
There you go.
And what the kinescopes is what those are. Those were actually the negatives that were made as a copy for guests. And in the 60s, if you wanted to have a copy of your performance from The Tonight Show, you had a film made of the segment, and then you threaded up your film projector, and you played it against the wall, if you can believe that.
Yeah, no, I remember. I remember people doing that. Now, Jeff, the last time we talked, I mentioned to you the fact that I thought that it would be a unique idea for a cable channel to air Johnny's Tonight Show against today's Tonight Show at the same time. And since the last time we spoke, they have done that. Antenna TV, which is part of a cable franchise that I think Spectrum carries, airs it every night, 11:30 Eastern Time. I watch that show every evening. It's the hour show Monday through Friday, and then the hour and a half show on Saturday and Sunday. And I'm sure that the reason more people are not watching it is because there's probably not that many people that are aware of that cable channel. And if they were, the show would be huge.
Well, I think the audience is very fragmented now, and that's pretty dated material. And we've been off the air, so you're going to look at material that's generally 25 years old, 30 years old.
I think Johnny, if he was alive, would say, "Hey, I already did it, and I went away on top, and that's the way I'm going to stay."
Oh, that's exactly right.
Jeff Sutzing is our guest. He is the president of Carson Entertainment. JohnnyCarson.com is where you have to go. It's a brand new addition to 30 years of the great Tonight Show with the giant, the king, Johnny Carson.
Today was the first meeting back in Washington of President Carter and the president-elect Ronald Reagan. They met in the Oval Office, and the bad news was that the two of them together couldn't figure out why bread is a dollar a loaf. That was just kind of a, what you call an economy joke.
An economy?
But, and what?
No, sir.
Yes, it was.
An economy laugh.
Yeah. I'm going to give me a small economy announcer, too. You know, they come in smaller sizes, you know. When you get a shot, for some reason they don't give it to you in the arm. They give it to you, as you know. I guess, well, why do they do that?
I don't know. What are you looking at me for?
What?
I'm not a doctor.
Well, no, but I mean, when you get a shot, you don't get it in the arm. You usually get it in the gluteus maximus.
Yes.
I guess, in that area.
There's more of that than there is of your arm.
There certainly is.
No, that's...
You brought it up.
I know.
You know who's coming out of retirement? Said he wasn't going to come out of retirement? Muhammad Ali said he is coming out of retirement again. He's going to fight again. The reason he is coming out of retirement, he needs $2 million for his divorce settlement. Then his wife is going to retire undefeated. This is a beautiful weekend out here.
Lovely.
I mean, absolutely great in Southern California. Yesterday in Malibu, it was so hot that George Hamilton's sun reflector burned a hole in a Goodyear blimp. I saved a life this morning.
Oh.
Japanese tourist got hung up on my electric fence, and I turned the power down to simmer.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, last night we had a lowbrow. Well, I shouldn't say that. Oh, they're gone. Why not? It was a kind of a low. It looked out during the monologue, and a lady in the third row was waxing her legs with mop and glow.
It's Ron Sedgy today. I've been in the broadcasting business now almost seven decades, but a man who surpassed broadcasting expectations far as length of time was concerned was Johnny Carson, who was on The Tonight Show for 30 years, in addition to 4 years before that on Who Do You Trust, and then, of course, writing for Red Skelton and being very close with Jack Benny. Joining us right now is the nephew and the president of Carson Entertainment, Jeff Sutzing, and Jeff is talking about JohnnyCarson.com, where you can go now and get all these great clips, and of course they're still going to have the series of DVD releases too, right, Jeff?
That's right, Ron.
I'm sure that you've been asked this a million times, but your uncle was a very private person, wasn't he?
He really, around small crowds, didn't shine like he did when he was in front of 10 million people.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily true, but I think that he was uncomfortable in a crowd.
Yeah.
He was a genuinely funny guy, though.
Yeah, and something that amazed me, and I was just talking to one of the people from Graceland just the other day, is when you go down into the recreation room of Elvis Presley's home in Memphis, Tennessee, he has three televisions there.
Right.
And all three televisions, he got this idea from LBJ apparently, all three TVs are running the best of The Tonight Show.
How funny is that?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And I mentioned it to my friend, the late Joe Esposito, whether that really happened or not. He said, oh, boy, he watched Johnny Carson every night. He wouldn't miss it, you know, unless he was on tour or something. And on all three of those videos is The Tonight Show the best of. It's unbelievable.
Oh, that's interesting. I love that. Well, you know, it's such it's Americana. It is what people relate to at 11:30 at night for so many years.
Yes, it almost camped on a day of tension, whether you were in business or school, whatever the case may be. It was just a light way to go to bed. And the fact that he was able to do that,
right,
and not have, of course, times have changed, but any direction of blue humor was amazing. I mean, listening to these clips that were playing on the show, he'd just take it up to the envelope and then know where to stop.
Oh, he knew exactly where to stop. He had a great sense of the middle of the road and how to not offend people. He had a terrific comedic sense.
Mm-hmm. Now, like he, you are a pilot, right?
I am.
What do you fly, by the way? Because I'm kind of interested in airplanes.
I have a Cessna 182.
Oh, do you really?
Uh-huh. It's a new airplane, and my wife and I fly it all over the country. We love it.
Oh, wow. Do you ever come down to Orlando?
You know, I haven't been south, but I actually want to go to the Bahamas, and I'd love to go to Orlando.
Well, you need to stop over here and be our guest, you and your wife. Speaking about the Orlando area and the Florida area, I know your uncle had a boat down here every once in a while. What about the two sons? What are they doing right now?
He has a son who lives in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm,
and he has another son who lives in Florida. I'm not sure exactly where, but near Orlando.
Near, I think it's in the Fort Lauderdale area, isn't it?
Exactly, Fort Lauderdale, yeah.
Now, did he miss leaving the spotlight? Because Ed told me many times that he just didn't miss being in the spotlight anymore, because he said, I did it. I kind of got the impression that NBC wanted him to be the elder statesman, much like Bob Hope was, but he just didn't want to do it anymore.
You know, I think he really missed being in the spotlight, but he felt that there was a time to go, and he didn't want to be someone who had stayed too long. And the fact that people would stop him on the street and say to him, we miss you so much, there's nobody like you, he would then say to me, that you can't get any better than that. I'm not going to screw that up.
No, and that's absolutely the case. Timing in comedy is everything, and he knew what to do in his career as far as timing was concerned, and he did it with grace, which he did 30 years of television with. Now, typing in a single name, word, or phrase into a search engine, a producer or anyone could really thumbnail any term or clip or guest that they want, can't they?
Well, again, I need to make it clear that that's not for the public at the moment. That's for the broadcast industry. But yes, you can type in Ronald Reagan, and not only do you see the times that he appeared on the show, I think it was when he was the governor of California,
right?
But you also see any time that someone mentioned Ronald Reagan,
mm-hmm,
and it's fascinating. And within a month, that will be available to the public. There's been a jump on the fact that is part of the clip licensing site, and that is really a wonderful feature.
A lot of the clips that we remember were movies like Fargo, Talk to Me, Watchmen. I mean, you must get, I would imagine, that you are just inundated year after year with people wanting to use these clips for different things. And I congratulate you on being very specific on who you give these things to, because they are chunks of gold.
Well, they are, and the way that they used the segments of the show in Talk to Me was a great reflection of the way the show looked in New York. It was flattering, and I love to see the show used like that. It's terrific.
Yeah, it's used with respect and dignity, which is the way it should be used. What do you think your uncle would have said about the fiasco over The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien, and the fact that The Tonight Show was brought back to New York starring Jimmy Fallon, where it all started, going back to when Steve Allen was hosting it back in the late 50s.
Oh, man. I I'm sure that he would have a whole ear for me, but I'm not really sure what that would be. But he would find that very interesting.
Well, I think he would too. Well, yeah. I got to tell you something, Jeff. I take this as an immense compliment that you joined us on the show today. I really do. I have to be honest. I've been in the broadcasting business a long time. I have never said this to anyone, not even the pals of Elvis Presley. Okay, but I envy you. I envy you that you were close to such a magnificent performer and such a legend as Johnny Carson, because, and I told that to Ed too, I said that to be in his presence had to be a real trip.
Well, that's very nice, Ron, and yeah, I'm a very lucky guy. I was able to stand very close to the a guy who was at the top of his profession. It was great. It was wonderful.
He was literally the best, and that Midwestern smile, that innocent boy look, and that very quick mind made it all 100% Johnny Carson.
True, true.
Okay, the website is johnnycarson.com. Go to it now. It is terrific. And our guest has been the president of Carson Entertainment, and that is Johnny's nephew, Jeff Sotsing. Jeff, thank you so much, and please take me up on my invitation to stop down here and visit us, okay?
I will do that, Ron. Thank you very much.
Jeff, thank you, my friend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's enjoy some of Johnny's bits right now.
It's kind of a sad. I hate to bring sad, but, you know, it's my job to report what's going on in the country. And a man who visits this show very frequently, one of my favorite guests, who's in the paper today, Dr. Carl Sagan, the world-famed astronomer, after 12 years, is getting divorced from his wife. Now, I hate to hear things like that. And it's possible that's going to cost him billions and billions. Look, there are a lot of things to do here in Burbank. A lot of fascinating sights. Have you been up to the Vista Point on Mulholland Drive?
No.
Vista Point, Mulholland. You drive up there, you give a quarter to a valley girl, she lets you look in her ear. And out the other ear, you can see the entire San Fernando.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests who joined me this first hour, and they include 96-year-old Norman Lear, a legend in television, no question about it, and also my friend, the president of Johnny Carson Productions, Jeff Sotzik, bringing back some great memories of The Tonight Show with Johnny and Ed. Next hour, the amazing Kreskin. I've known Kreskin probably over 45 years. Then, from American Ninja Warriors, it's Agbar Bajamiamila and Janelle Taylor. We're going to talk about children and cell phones. And that's all coming up next hour live with Ron Segi today. We're going to pause. My first guest in the second hour will be the amazing Kreskin.